This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran denies being involved in a Yemen rebel drone attack targeting two oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. As VOA's Ed Uranian reports, the Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attacks.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says that 10 Houthi drones hit two Saudi Aramco oil facilities in the east of the kingdom early Saturday and that they received direct hits. He says the attacks are being dubbed Operation Balance of Terror and are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Tunisian voters are heading to the polls today to elect a new president. No less than 26 candidates, representing a wide variety of political affiliations and experience, are on the ballot. This is the country's second democratic presidential election. A stagnating economy and soaring joblessness, however, are reminders that Tunisia's Jasmine Revolution 8 years ago has failed to deliver on its promise. An official in India says a sightseeing boat has capsized on a swollen river in southern India, killing 12 people and leaving 35 others missing. A search operation is underway to try to find the missing people. For all the latest news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police fired chemical-laced blue water and tear gas at protesters outside the Hong Kong government office complex today as violence flared anew after thousands of pro-democracy supporters marched through downtown in defiance of a police ban. Sarah Bassett has the story.
Hundreds of pro-Beijing demonstrators waved Chinese flags and chanted slogans at a plaza in the densely packed Kowloon district. Counter-protesters quickly gathered there, sparking tension as the two camps heckled each other. The situation turned chaotic with groups of people trading blows, some using umbrellas to hit their opponents. Police moved in to defuse the situation, detaining a number of people. The clashes came after several nights of peaceful rallies that featured mass singing at shopping malls by supporters of the months-long protests. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Hamza bin Laden had been viewed as an eventual heir to the leadership of Al-Qaeda, and the group's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, praised him in a 2015 video, introducing him as a lion from the den of Al-Qaeda. Hamza bin Laden began appearing in militant videos and recordings that year. In January 2017, the U.S. named him a specially designated global terrorist after he released audio and video messages calling for attacks against the U.S. and its allies. He hadn't been heard from since a March 2018 message in which he threatened the rulers of Saudi Arabia. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Forecasters are closely monitoring Humberto, the latest storm development, expected to become a hurricane later today. Humberto is moving away from the Bahamas and is not the threat to the battered region like Hurricane Dorian was. As the Bahamas recovers from Dorian, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says rebuilding efforts there require rich countries to contribute to climate and development financing.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone. These new large-scale climate-related disasters demand a new multilateral response.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his final pre-election cabinet meeting on Sunday in a part of the West Bank he has vowed to annex if elected and laid out a plan to build a new settlement there amid a last-ditch drive to galvanize his nationalistic base. For more news whenever you need it, download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Voice of OA. One. It's today's.